Hello everyone. Hope the previous sessions have been engaging and you've learned a lot from them. This brings us to the last topic of the discussion, and we'll talk about future trends, specific emphasis on data privacy and security, integration of AI and automation, focus on cybersecurity resilience. We'll look at adoption of cloud and its effect on the compliance. Integration of IT security and compliance. So that's an interesting topic. And blockchain for secure data management. And what do companies do now? So let's look at it one after the other. Emphasis on data protection and security. Increased focus on data privacy and security have been the main focus areas in today's market. As technology advances with Web 2.0, Web 3.0, social networking, the focus on data security, data privacy has been at the highest importance. As technology advances, IT compliance trends are increasingly emphasizing the importance of data privacy and security. Demand for robust data protection measures. Organizations are expected to invest heavily in robust data protection measures, including things like advanced encryption, access controls, and data minimization techniques. Global adoption of stringent data privacy regulations. Now, if we look at the recent developments, as far as say some of the social platforms are concerned, like WhatsApp, Facebook, and so on, there has been an increasing focus on data privacy. No one wants to share their data as to where they were, say, yesterday, what did they do, etc., etc. And hence, the importance of data privacy. Government in India also have taken steps where they've said that data has to be secure, it has to be localized, used for a certain specific purpose, accessibility, and so on. Importance of data privacy for trust and compliance have been at the helm of things right now. And with the anticipated growth in data generation, we generate continuous amount of data. So while clicking photographs, uploading it on Google Drive, uploading it on Box, on cloud storage, what we are doing is we are constantly uploading the recent or the personal files on the internet. So with this high amount of data is expected to grow substantially, there is higher need for controls of data privacy. So emphasis on data privacy and security, as I said, has been ever increasing with the increase of the data explosion. So companies need to understand that this data security concerns and develop tools and processes to ensure that they collect, store, and use the data responsibly. Now, we also see a lot of concerns over things like deep fakes. Now, what is deep fake? So it's basically a artificial intelligence tool that generates the same human-like figure, but talking something that it has been programmed to do, and it can have very dire consequences. Hence, the need to use the data responsibly is what needs to be looked at, because we've looked at ethical usage of data, and hence the usage of data, the accessibility of data, the storage, collection, everything has to be looked holistically from that perspective. This also involves, say, data anonymization. So, transforming the data so that it cannot be linked to a specific account. Things like PII data, where data when getting stored on systems to identify, say, fraudulent transactions, then techniques like anonymization or data randomization or masking of data, these are some of the techniques that are used. Now, what it does is, say, when credit card information is transferred, say, to a cloud ecosystem for to find out if there are any fraudulent transactions. So, in those cases, the credit card information is masked or it is randomized to make sure that the right sequence or the right credit card number doesn't get stored. Similarly, encryption using encryption techniques, encrypting at motion or encryption at transit, encryption at rest, scrambling of data to make it unreadable for any unauthorized persons, say attacks like man in the middle, where things are encrypted, they will not be able to make sense of this particular data. Tighter user access controls, so giving users more control about who can access their data. Integration of AI and automation. Now, artificial intelligence and automation techniques are revolutionizing the field of IT compliance by not just streamlining processes, but also detecting anomalies and enhancing security measures. The future trends in IT compliance will involve the integration of AI-powered solutions for risk assessment, threat detection, and compliance monitoring. Machine learning algorithms can analyze vast amount of data and pick up certain patterns, identify these patterns and anomalies, and enable, say, proactive risk management and compliance efforts. So what happens is, if there are massive amount of data and you've trained a particular machine learning algorithm to spot a certain pattern. Let me explain it with the example. Say in a network traffic, generally there is internet traffic, but all of a sudden there is some unusual access to one particular zone of website, right? Now, using this particular anomaly detection in machine learning algorithm, you can exactly find out that there is one particular anomaly, and then it can be highlighted for further inspection. Similarly, AI will play a more prominent role in terms of automating the compliance process. AI can analyze vast amount of data to identify the potential risks. So, say the network threats is an example that I gave of, or maybe some kind of fund pricing. So, say if one particular funds are diverted from a fund house to other sources which are illegitimate, and finally these funds come back as other source of income, then there are certain algorithms which can find out the exact source of income. So AI can analyze vast amount of data to identify potential risk and ensure adherence to the regulations. This frees up human compliance professionals to focus on strategic initiatives. Here's how AI can make the future work life easier. So, using things like data analysis powerhouse, AI can measure massive amounts of data like logs and reports much faster than humans. Because they work on pattern detection, anomaly detection, so anything unusual gets flagged off using the AI systems. This can help potential compliance risks and areas where regulations might not be followed correctly. Automating repetitive tasks. So, if compliance generally involves repetitive tasks like reviewing documents or checking for specific data points. Now, using AI, using document management systems, using OCR, that is optical character recognition and so on, AI can automate these tasks, freeing up employees for more strategic initiatives and problem solving. The increased focus on cybersecurity resilience. So as cybersecurity threats become more sophisticated and pervasive, future trends in IT compliance will prioritize cybersecurity resilience. Organizations will need to adopt a proactive approach to cybersecurity, focusing on threat intelligence, the entire threat landscape, incident response planning, and recovery strategies. So no longer enterprises look at a reactive approach, but would want to take a more proactive approach. So if there are day zero vulnerabilities or any kind of future threats like bot attacks or anti-malware, so these kind of systems have to be more future ready, for more future proof, to ensure that the attack landscape is taken care of. Compliance frameworks such as NIST, Cybersecurity Framework, and ISO 27001 provide guidelines for building the resilient cybersecurity programs that can evolve, keep on evolving with the business. Cybersecurity resilience is about being strong and bounce back if there is a threat detected. It's a strong shield that protects the data from hackers who try to break in. So this forms a part of the cybersecurity resilience. The adoption of cloud compliance. Now, we all understand that computing has now been transferred from on-premise to cloud. So what has happened is many of the compliance, the ISO requirements, like say ISO 27001, 27017, 18, which deal with the privacy of customer data, they've now been transferred onto the cloud, which means that the cloud service providers have to comply with these regulations. So with the adoption of cloud computing, the future trends and compliances need to focus on cloud specific challenges. So things or controls like who can access the data, is IP allow listing properly configured on the cloud or not? So IP allow listing means only a specific enterprise IP address is allowed on the cloud platform, so that only the legitimate users of that particular enterprise only can access the cloud networks. Cloud compliances also involve ensuring that data stored is processed in cloud environments, either to regulatory requirements and industry standards. Even in India, we have compliances like MeitY, M-E-I-T-Y, that is Ministry of Electronics, Information and Technology, which is a must to have communication, must to have certification when data is offloaded onto the cloud. Organizations will need to implement cloud security controls, conduct regular audits, and establish clear contractual agreements with cloud providers to maintain the compliance with the cloud-based operations. So needless to say, if the systems are developed on-premise or on the cloud, the systems have to be compliant. And the compliance challenge is that the traditional compliance often focused on the data stored on the physical servers. Now, with the cloud computing, since this data moves to the cloud, so does the regulation. And hence, we have regulations like ISO 27001, 2017, 2018, which deals with data in the cloud. Adoption of cloud compliance. So what does cloud compliance include? So it includes a shared security model. When I say the shared security model is that in a cloud arena, the security is a shared responsibility of the customer and the cloud service provider. While the ownership of the data lies with the end user, the cloud vendor is responsible for the security mechanisms in the cloud. But even within the cloud, where the customer data is kept, the security controls within that customer data is the responsibility of the customer. Hence, I say that it's a shared responsibility between the cloud provider and the customer. So the responsibility of data security is shared between you, that is the organization, and the cloud provider. So like say GCP, that is a Google Cloud Platform, or Amazon Web Services, or Azure. Understanding cloud security features, the cloud providers offer various security features. So generally in the cloud, these kind of features are offered as services. So customers may want to deploy services like DDoS, that is distributed denial of services, web application firewall, traditional firewalls, ACLs, and other security tools. Although the cloud vendor would take the responsibility of ensuring that the cloud infrastructure is secure, but securing the data still lies with the end customer. Hence, the customer would definitely want to deploy things like encryption, access controls, and understand which are the right tools. So say an organization would want to deploy logging mechanism to check which are the users who have logged into the cloud platform, who are the users who have accessed the systems, what is the encryption methodology, and so on. Compliance audits, even with the cloud, you might still be responsible for ensuring compliance with the regulators. The regular audits might be required to verify the systems and the proper access controls with things like identity and access management. So this talks about who are the people or the resources who are accessing the systems, what are the roles, permissions that the people have to access the systems, and so on. Integration of security and compliance. Now, the lines between IT security and compliance are slowly blurring. So earlier you had a IT department which dealt with the IT security, and then we also had a compliance department where compliance had certain checklists and certain procedures, etc., which had to be adhered to. But more often than not, what happened is these were kind of overlapping in nature. And hence, with the enormity of data, the demarcation between the IT security and compliance is slowly blurring out. Expect to see integrated solutions that addresses both the areas simultaneously. So streamlining processes, improving overall security posture, and so on. And many organizations are moving towards integrated security and compliance programs. While security, that is the IT security and compliance, are two different teams, while IT is more focused on deploying the security controls or deploying the IT solutions, and compliance ensures that the deployed solutions have the right amount of standards, it's still best when they work together as part of the same team, because the focus is on security. So this focuses on protecting the information systems and data from unauthorized access, use, disclosure, disruption to the systems, modification or destruction to the overall system and the data. It's like a security guard at the museum. While the compliance team, this ensures that organization adheres to the relevant laws and regulations, adhering to data privacy, financial controls, and other areas. So it's like a museum visitor rules. So why should we integrate? Why integrate IT security and compliance? First is to boost efficiency. So by integrating security and compliance, you avoid the duplication of efforts. So this brings us to the question, why should we integrate security and compliance? We saw how security and compliance are two different departments having different roles. But why should we integrate? First is to boost efficiency. So by integrating security and compliance, we are avoiding the duplicacy of efforts. For example, security measures put in place to protect data can also help to comply with the data privacy regulations. Say, for example, things like firewalls, firewall rules, intrusion prevention, WAF, these are more from an IT perspective. But these also help to protect the data regulations. While things like data classification, roles, responsibilities might be more from the compliance perspective, but these are kind of overlapping in nature. Hence, to avoid duplicacy of efforts, it's better to integrate both of these. Reduce risk. A strong security posture naturally helps you to meet the compliance requirements. This reduces the risks of fines and penalties for non-conformity. Both organizations, both departments coming together, you would have a robust security practice in place. And hence it reduces the risk of any fines and penalties. Improved overall protection. So a combined approach creates a more holistic view of the organization's security and compliance landscape. This helps identify and address potential risks more effectively. Some of the actions that organizations should take is first, develop an integrated security and compliance strategy. So create a plan that addresses both the security needs and the compliance requirements. Don't look at it in isolation, but look at it more holistically. Automate the compliance tasks using technology to streamline the tasks that ensure compliance with the regulators. Because we've seen that some of the compliance tasks can be repetitive in nature. So it is important to automate these repetitive tasks so as to reduce the human effort. Effective communication. So explaining the importance of both security and compliance to different stakeholders within the organization can help to drive the security posture across the organization. Let us look at some of the new age technologies like blockchain for secure data management. So the blockchain technology offers a secure and transparent way to store and track data. This could potentially revolutionize compliance processes by ensuring data integrity and facilitating audits. So blockchain is like a secure digital record book. Accessible to everyone, but it cannot be tampered, because if it is tampered, then it is visible to everyone in the ecosystem. So it has the power to transform how we securely manage the data. Keeping data secure online can be tricky, and hackers can steal information. And sometimes it is hard to track who has access to what kind of data. So if blockchain is used and deployed, so think of it as a large chain of building blocks. Now every block contains information and these blocks are connected to each other. So if there is change that is made in one of the blocks, the change gets transferred to the entire network. And everyone in the network would come to know about who has made the change. So this is how blockchain would help. So immutability. So once information is added to a block, it cannot be changed. This is because every block is linked with every other block. So just like a chain. So if someone tampers with a block, it would mess up the entire chain and everyone in the network would come to know. Hence the point about data immutability. Transparency. Everyone in the network can see all the information in the blockchain, right? So this makes it effective and at the same time very difficult to hide any changes or activity that have been made in the entire chain. So having looked at blockchain and some of the future technologies, let us now spend maybe a couple of minutes to understand what companies do now. So by understanding these trends and actively developing the skills, companies will be well positioned for IT compliance. The ability to navigate the ever-changing world of technology and regulations will be a valuable asset for every organization. Hence, what companies should do on an ongoing basis is to develop a strong foundation, build a solid understanding of the core IT compliance concepts, and comply to the existing regulations, and also embrace the new technologies. So stay connected with the newest technologies like cloud computing, AI, blockchain, and how they can impact IT compliance. And last is to focus on adaptability. So the compliance landscape will continue to evolve, as would the new threats come in the marketplace. There would be new regulations, new security parameters which will have to be plugged in. Hence, even the compliance landscape would keep on evolving. So the need of the hour is to develop strong skills in critical thinking, problem solving, being more agile, flexible, and having a holistic approach in the organization to stay up to date with the new regulations. So with this comes to a end of our understanding around the future trends. So we looked at some of the future trends like blockchain, how it would affect the compliance. We also looked at cloud computing and how regulations apply in the cloud service provider tenant as compared to an on-premise hosting tenant. We saw how organizations or what should organizations do in terms of developing and fostering a collaborative communication between different stakeholders to ensure that security and compliance are met throughout the organization. So I hope this has been informative to you, and I would take this opportunity to say thank you for watching the entire course. I hope this has been informative to you, and I'd like to thank you and wish you all the best for your future endeavors. Thank you.